Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick the day off with, we're going to start our conversation today with, well, the most influential writer in the gun culture today. He writes that most of his stuff today is at Amaland, over 1,800 plus articles there. And, of course, I'm talking about Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. I'll have to tell you what's going on later on, maybe tomorrow morning or something. I'll give you a buzz on that.
Sure, that'll work.
Because from here on out, we're going to do things a little different for just a little bit, but we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about this because I've never looked at it from this angle, so this is a very interesting angle for me. Update on the misleading murderer that you know.
Oh, yeah. I first started looking into this, I think about 8 years ago. And I was looking at, because I do a lot of work with looking at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, Uniform Crime Report. And I was looking at this claim that most people are killed by somebody they know. And it just didn't ring true to me. So I started looking at the data. And there's something called the Supplemental Homicide Report for the UCR. And they break down the numbers of murder, which is it's just a shorthand for the non-negligent homicide and murder that are included in the FBI data. We'll just say murder. And I was expecting to find something kind of straightforward because for decades I had been hearing the people who want a disarmed population denigrate the idea of self-defense because they said, well, most people you're killed by somebody you know, with the implication, well, there's not much you can do about it because it's somebody you know. So it'll just be some kind of unexpected attack out of nowhere, and you'll die because you'll never have a chance to defend yourself against them, and you wouldn't want to anyway because there's somebody you know. At least that was the implication. So I looked at the data, and I was startled to find out that it's nothing like what was implied. Of the people that, and I updated it recently for 2019. The first one was done for data from 2010. There's a lag in the data in how it gets reported. You don't have access to it right away. There's a couple of years before the data is collated and put together and sent out. So right now, the latest stuff you can get is from 2019. So I looked at it, almost half of the people who are murdered, the FBI does not know what the relationship was between them and the murderer, the victim and the murderer. They don't know the relationship. 49% people in the immediate family are only 11%. And there's other families, boyfriend, girlfriend, that's 5%. And then there's acquaintances, which are 20%. Now, acquaintances takes in a lot of people. Do you say hi to the person at the cash register at your local convenience store? Huh, you know them. How about the guy that stops by and trims your neighbor's tree? Have you said hello to him? Oh, you know him too. He's an acquaintance. Anybody that you have met, some way or another, is an acquaintance. And a lot of those people might be a bad person who might attack you. And then strangers are 10%. So when you look at it, what happens is that the people who want to denigrate self-defense say, well, you know something like about 40% of the murders. And all the known ones are only 50%. So we're going to assume that all those that are unknown, 49%, the ratio of the known murderers is the same on that side. And like I said, we're including all acquaintances, husbands and wives includes divorced husbands and wives or estranged husbands and husband or wife. So if somebody, if a wife has a restraining order out on a husband that says, don't get near me, and he shows up and kills her, that's still counted as immediate family. And the same thing for boyfriends or girlfriends. If they're ex-boyfriends and girlfriends, they still get put into the category of boyfriend and girlfriend. So the actual number of people who are, the percentage of people who are murdered by somebody they know who is living with them, that we actually know, is about 9%, not 80%. And of course, just now, because... Go ahead.
I was going to ask, why would they take that particular stat and try to inflate that one? That one seems inconsequential, besides the fact maybe of them being able to say, well, if you know somebody that owns a gun, they're probably going to kill you.
Well, part of it is they can say, well, there's no point in having a gun in your house because these other people are living with you and they have access to the gun too. And since you're likely to be killed by somebody who you know with the implication they are living with you, then it's a bad idea to have a gun because they may kill you with it.
Okay. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to, I'm trying to make sense of why this would be, this is one of those that escapes me.
Yeah, I understand. And the fact is that most people, most of the time, are not at risk from their family members. But there are relationships that go bad. There are black sheep in a family. There are sons and daughters and that, and nephews and cousins and uncles that you would not want in your house because you know they have gone on the wrong side. And, of course, there's these intimate relationships that go very bad, and people usually know when their intimate partner has gone over to the side where they want to kill you. And those people you can defend against because you know that it's a bad situation. And of course, if you're a gang member and you're at war with another gang, you probably know the people in the other gang that are trying to kill you. That would come under the relationship of an acquaintance.
Okay.
So, and if you're a drug dealer and you have customers, or if you have competition, you know those people too. They're more acquaintances. So you see where this statistic comes from and how misleading it is.
Well, hang on for me if you can. We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue this when we get back. This is one of those stats I've never really looked at just because I didn't understand how that would work, and I just didn't think that law of averages played that way. But that's beside the point. You can find most of Dean's stuff, 1,800-plus articles, at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are kicking the day off with speaking with Dean Weingarten. He is the biggest writer at the biggest website in the gun culture in the world. And we were just talking about the murderer, the known murderer, or the lie of the known murderer. Is there more you wanted to add to that, or are you ready to go?
Yeah. There are a couple of surprising things that came up when I was digging in the data. One of them is that you hear a lot about workplace homicides.
Did we just lose Dean? Now there he is.
They're a tiny little bit of total homicide. 0.16% of homicides that are known are between employers and employees. 0.16%. That's a really small
number. Have you got a bad connection with him?
Hello? I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Can you hear me now?
There's this tone that I can hear in the background when you're speaking, and then when it goes away, it's like you're not speaking. I don't know if you're pausing or whatever. You just continue on, sir, and don't worry about me.
Okay. The number of homicides that occur between employees and employers, you know, at work is tiny. It's only 0.16%. Yeah, about 1/7 of 1%. That's a very small number. And yet, many times, those stories dominate the news. So I think we're being misled there, too. The other thing that struck was that I was looking at how the trend is for intimate partner homicide. And I found, this will be the subject of a future article, but it takes a lot of work, but I give you an idea on it. And that is the number of intimate partner homicides has stayed pretty steady ever since the Lautenberg Amendment in 1996, you know, that made it illegal for people to have a gun if they were convicted of a domestic violence. Okay. Misdemeanor. The numbers have stayed pretty much stable since then. Before then, they were dropping continuously for about 20 years. Now, what's weird is that even though the overall homicide rate has gone up and down and up a bit, that isn't the case with the intimate partner homicide. They've remained relatively stable. I think if you take population into account, they've dropped slightly. But it's pretty flat. The actual numbers are very flat. I'm not sure what to make of that, except that I believe the Lautenberg Amendment didn't have any positive effect. And, of course, there are lots of confounding things when you're dealing with these type of social subjects. It's almost impossible to take all the variables into account. And our society has been changing radically over the last at least 50, if not 200 years. So anybody who tells you that they know precisely what's going on is probably wrong.
I want to ask a question about that, because this particular thing, this particular known killer stat, what would be the purpose of having that stat? Why would we need to have that stat? And with some of these stats that we have out there, what is it that they use these for? What is the good of knowing?
Well, these were put in place as part of the Uniform Crime Reports by the FBI.
Okay.
Way back the 50s or even the 30s it started, I believe. And when exactly the relationship between the victim and the perpetrator started to be put in there, I don't know. But it's a fairly obvious one if you're looking at trying to understand how to investigate murders. So from that viewpoint, as a tool of law enforcement to get an idea, like, well, how many people are killed by friends, how many people are killed by family, how many people are killed by in employers or whatever, it's something that kind of gives you an idea of where to look, understanding patterns of crime. I can see that. But it's been twisted. You can lie with statistics, and I've studied how to do that. You have to study how to do it if you're going to counter it. And it's easy to lie with statistics. So one of the things that that's kind of interesting about this whole thing is that the idea that just because you know somebody, they're not going to harm you. I mean, that never made sense to me. You're going to know people. The people who have the most motive to hurt you are probably people who know you more. because they could have a grudge or a old difficulty or who knows. I mean, just because you know somebody doesn't mean that they aren't bad or evil or mentally unbalanced. You know, another thing that I came across with this is that say that you have an ex-wife whose husband has gone off the deep end and he is determined to kill her, and she gets a restraining order against him, but he overcomes that and ignores it and kills her. Oh, no. Let's say he doesn't kill her and she defends herself and kills him. That is almost never considered in the statistics as self-defense. Because the FBI Uniform Crime Statistic definition of a justifiable homicide is so restrictive, and it only catches about one out of five justified defenses, or justifiable defensive homicides, I should say. And it specifically excludes intimate partner homicides as being justifiable. If you, at least that's the way I read the definitions in the guide for the Uniform Crime Report. Now, one of the things I want to do is get a hold of an expert on the Uniform Crime Report and see if my interpretation is correct.
That would be interesting.
But I, you know, it specifically says, like, you know, two people get into an argument and one kills the other. Well, that does not count as a justifiable homicide. So they don't count anything as a justifiable homicide unless you can show that the person who was killed was a felon when they were killed.
Well, let me get you hang on right there. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. We're heading into the next break. This article is the latest article that Dean has put up there. You can find this at ammoland.com. Along with 1,800 plus other articles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving forward on a compromise bill that would raise the federal debt limit. A key procedural vote pushed the measure toward a final vote. The tally was 64 to 36. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned about a government default by the middle of next week without a hike in the debt limit. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, without proof, telling senators a default could be catastrophic for the economy. The Senate also still considering the Build Back Better Act that Democrats are calling a social spending bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claims the bill's provisions are an attack on faith-based child care.
Democrats' bill would deny religious providers an extra funding stream for upgrading their facilities, which their secular competitors would actually get.
This is USA Radio News.
America has lost
one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden's remarks as lawmakers gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay tribute to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state, Dole passing away over the weekend at 98 years old. As inflation continues to rise to records not seen in years, the White House is highlighting ongoing progress in the economic recovery. White House economist Brian Deas noting that it's a few meat processors that are driving up the prices for everyone.
When you look at most of the increase in food costs, you can isolate a significant portion of that to meat, beef, pork, and chicken in particular. Those are very concentrated industries where a small number of meat processors control the industry.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean is, we've been discussing the known murderer. Is there anything else we need to add to this, or is it time to move
on?
Well,
one thing that is worth knowing is that the clearance rate for murders has been dropping precipitously in the last couple of years, which isn't surprising when you take police away from troubled neighborhoods, because if they go in there and try to arrest somebody, you're going to prosecute them. In 2019, the clearance rate for murder was 59% in the U.S. And, of course, all these numbers are not perfectly precise because they're difficult things to measure. But in 2020, the clearance rate dropped to 54.4%, over a 5% drop in 1 year. And I'm pretty sure for 2021, it's going to be worse. Because if you don't charge people with crimes and you don't ask them to have bail so that they have to have some reasonable belief they're going to show up for the trial, crimes increase. And the number of violent people out on the street increase. And you get more of what you are tolerating. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a horrific murder committed in Chicago. Well, that's probably not saying too much, because it's probably not that uncommon, but it was on video. It was in Chicago's Chinatown, I guess, and some gentleman just went out to get a paper, and he was just shot down on the sidewalk. There's no connection. Apparently, somebody just decided to kill somebody. So you're going to get more of that as long as we don't enforce the laws and hold people to account.
Yeah, I've been reading about that particular murder just because that was a 72-year-old Asian guy.
Yeah.
Killed by a 23-year-old.
I don't know if you saw the video.
I haven't seen the video. I've seen video like it, though. I'm pretty sure I have.
I saw the video, And it's one of those cases where I looked at it and I said, you know, if he had actually had a defensive weapon on him, it could have made a difference. I'm not saying it would have necessarily, but there were opportunities there for him to have defended himself.
It would be interesting to see if that kind of a murder takes place on a regular basis in an area where you can have a defensive weapon on you, wouldn't it?
Well, you can get a concealed carry license for if you're in Chicago. It's just hard. It's just hard. And there are, I'm seeing a few more cases of people defending themselves in Chicago. There's a site, if you don't mind me mentioning it, that tracks shootings and homicides in Chicago. And I think I can say this on the air. It's called
Jackass site? Yeah.
It's a very good site if you want to track what's going on with homicides in Chicago. So I've looked at it. I've even written articles about it in the past. And so that's just saying that there are a fair number, probably a significant majority of homicides that are committed by people you don't know.
Well, that kind of thing, there's so many different categories of that anymore, homicide?
Yes.
And we've added a few more lately. We've added homicide by riot, homicide by protest, peaceful protest, you know, that kind of stuff. So
we have, unfortunately, a large number of examples of places that get it wrong and have very high homicide rates because the people there don't trust the system, don't trust the police. And the only recourse they have to try to get some kind of justice is to take things into their own hands or engage in blood feuds or hire organized crime figures to do something. And you see it. One of the societies that has relatively low trust, and I'm hoping will move in the opposite direction, is Brazil. Or we could talk about Mexico, too. Both of them have extremely stringent gun control laws, and both of them have homicide rates multiples of what we see in the U.S.
Oh, you know, you think about that stuff, and you know, I don't know about these leftists that want to disarm people. I don't know why they want to disarm people and leave them helpless. Where does this come from? Where's this idea that if you disarm people that aren't hurting people, that makes society better? What do you think?
Well, I think that goes right into the other article that I have on Amalion, which is about the Kyle Rittenhouse case.
Okay.
And I wrote over 24 articles. I think I've had 29. I think that article makes number 30, actually, of articles I've written about the Kyle Rittenhouse case on Amalion.
Right.
So I have studied this from a lot of different angles. And it's my belief that no charges should ever have been brought against Kyle Rittenhouse. But they were brought. So the question is, why? Why were they brought? And my belief is, in watching the prosecutor, Assistant District Attorney Binger, in trial and reading his motions at various times and at hearings, is that he said several times when he was talking about the weapons law in Wisconsin, I don't think I can quote him exactly. My memory isn't that good. But he essentially said, the law cannot mean what it says, because that would make no sense. It has to mean what I want it to mean. Now, he didn't say what I want it to mean. He said it has to mean this, because if it means what it says, it wouldn't make any sense. And this is, I think, the crux of where the left comes from. They don't accept reality. They want things to be as they think they should be rather than as they are. So they have a distinct disconnect between their view of what the world should be and what the world really is. And so, one of the things they want to believe is that people really don't have responsibility for their actions. It has to be something else that causes them to do something wrong, because people are really good, you understand. Now, I don't believe that. I think people are rotten and tend to do bad things naturally. They have to learn and be taught and discover that it's not right to hurt other people. It's not right to steal. It's not right to rape, pillage, plunder, and rob. But they have to be taught that. Every child is a wild animal that has to be tamed into society. But the left goes on this Rousseauian notion that everybody is a noble savage, and that people just naturally are good, and they just naturally do the right thing. Well, if you've ever watched a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, you know that's not correct. They have to be taught. They have to be taught not to steal. They have to be taught not to be violent to their peers. They have to be taught to do the right thing.
Hang on for me, Dean. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. I was too busy listening. That storyteller that you are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We have been discussing, and we've just gotten on the Kyle Rittenhouse article that you wrote. But the interesting thing is the title of this, because while he was found not guilty via the rule of law, you're saying he's found guilty via the critical race theory.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting, considering everybody, all the players involved with this were Caucasian. So I'm dying to hear this one.
Well, all the players were Caucasians, except the one fellow who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse, called him Jump Kick Man, who appears to have been black. And
right.
It appears the prosecution knew about him, but he wanted to get immunity from them before he'd testify at trial. And it appears they didn't want him to testify at trial, so I can't say for certain, I don't have documents on it. It appears the prosecution kept his identity from the defense until they just did. They never revealed it to the defense, it appears, even though they apparently knew of it. So it's just more prosecutorial misconduct. But in the U.S. in 1976, the Supreme Court created, out of thin air, absolute immunity for prosecutors, saying they could not be sued civilly for any conduct that was related to their prosecutorial duties. So that's where much of our problem with prosecutors come from. They have immunity, they know they have immunity, and so ones that are get into office specifically to try to change the entire system of law in the United States, no, they're immune from civil lawsuits. So they do a lot of bad things. And it's a weakness in our system that needs to be rectified some way. And we see many prosecutors on the left using the system as a means of lawfare to go after people on the right. Very often, the lawsuits and prosecutions are found to be without any merit whatsoever, but in the meantime, they tie up a lot of resources and they have strong political effects. Some very effective politicians that have been conservatives have been either driven from office or distracted a great deal by meritless lawsuits that leftist prosecutors have brought against figures for political purposes. It's called lawfare. and it happens quite regular. And I would say that this prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse actually is a form of lawfare. Some of the things that happened in Kyle's case was that even though he attempted to turn himself into police within minutes of the actions taking place, and this was recorded on video, there's video of it, it was shown at trial, and even though he actually was able to finally turn himself into police about an hour after the event at his home in Antioch, the prosecution insisted on $2 million worth of bail. Now, it's unheard of in a self-defense case.
Right.
Where it's clear that the person believed they acted in self-defense, where there's a lot of evidence that they acted in self-defense, and where they attempted to turn themselves in within minutes of the action and then successfully did turn themselves in within an hour. It's not as if he was trying to escape or to run away to Mexico. So the reason, of course, for such a high bail is to prevent an effective defense. Now, why was the bail set so high? Because the prosecution, in my opinion, because the prosecution is part of the leftist gestalt or mindset that anyone who opposes them is evil. There is no such thing as the rule of law on the left. There's only using the law to advance their agenda. And their agenda said, because Kyle opposed people setting fires and destroying Kenosha during a supposed protest, that he was in opposition, therefore he has to be destroyed and he has to be the one at fault. Also, of course, he was, well, I don't know if I dare say the word on the air anymore, but he is, he's white. You know, it's kind of, you got to be careful about how you say those things, but he's
well,
not.
Well, you know, most of Black America does not feel the way Black Lives Matter does.
Well, and most are most of the Black Lives Matters organizers? They're not black people.
No, but I mean, Black America is very, very understanding of what they have been put through. I've seen a bunch of them saying, you know, we've been voting for the Democrats like it was free for six decades now. And look where it's gotten us. And we, you know, under Trump, one term in presidency, and our whole everything changes for us. And now we're back where we were. So they're very woke. Hispanic America is very woke. So all of these race baiting pimps that are out there.
Hopefully, their message is going away. I mean, people aren't believing that nonsense anymore.
It's not working the way it used to, and. You know, as for the, you know, Black Lives Matter, that's a Marxist organization. If Black Lives Matter wants to operate, and if they really want to have an impact on black lives, where black lives are getting taken on a daily basis, go to Chicago. Go out there and set up your petitions in Chicago.
Speaking of Chicago, did you see the latest on the Jussie Smollett trial?
Yes, I have.
Black Lives Matter said, well, of course, you can't believe the police because they're police.
Well,
so, of course,
okay.
you have to set Juicy free because, well, black people never lie. I guess that's what. Black people on the left can always be counted on to tell the truth about everything all the time. They seem to be saying that.
Which is ridiculous. The race baiting hustlers lie all the time. They get out there and they get away with it because they're aided and abetted. Black America is aware. They're woke. They chase Jesse Jackson out. They chase Al Sharpton out of town all the time.
I think they are waking up. Yeah. I agree.
So, I mean,
there's a lot of people who need to wake up, you know, of all races in America.
I'll tell you what I think the politicians, a lot of politicians fear. Would be Black America, Hispanic America, Asian American and black and just, you know, everybody in America today simply coming together and looking at each other saying, we're not the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Swiveling our heads and looking at Washington, D.C. There's the problem.
Yep.
And if you take all of this racial divisiveness out of things.
Oh, yeah, you are correct.
I mean, I don't ever see any of that in my day-to-day life. I never have somebody running up on me talking to me about my white privilege. Nobody ever does that to me. No. I would love to have the debate because when I was up to my fourth point of contact in snow with a 40-degree crosswind in Germany guarding what was supposed to be real munitions, and for all I know it wasn't, I didn't feel very privileged that particular night, Dean. Back in those good old days. Listen.
You know, you are correct.
Before we run out of time, let me do a little pointing, if I may, because I haven't really had a chance to do very much pointing today. Dean has probably coming up on 1,900 articles now. And before
another couple of weeks.
Yeah, 1,900 articles, and before long I'll be saying 2,000. And the thing about this is that Dean is very prolific. Dean writes about the entire spectrum of the gun culture, of the gun world, of the gun industry, hunting, self-defense, legal, politics, whatever, every dynamic, he covers it all. Why he's the most read, because he covers things that everybody wants to read about. And all of this can be found. It's all waiting for you right now today at ammoland.com. So, thank you very much for shifting your schedule around. I do appreciate it.
I always enjoy the show. It's always a pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.